So under meditation, I teach the basic essential Dhamma that you need to understand. First set of essential Dhamma is the five mental hindrances. These are mind states that hinders the mind from becoming peaceful and aware within. And the five mental hindrances are sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor. Sloth and torpor means sleepiness, lethargic mind, then restlessness of mind, and finally doubt. So when these five mental hindrances arise, do not resist, do not suppress, do not control, do not do anything to it. According to the Buddha, they arise because you lack the opposite five spiritual faculties. So cultivate just the opposite five spiritual faculties. So to counter the hindrance, you only need to cultivate the five spiritual faculty. Always remember that. Then when you cultivate the five spiritual faculty, it will enable you to cease the mental hindrance. Then these five will counter them. So the opposite five spiritual faculty are Sadda, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. So Sadda is faith. Virya is spiritual zeal. Sati is mindfulness. Samadhi is the collectedness of mind, the unwavering mind, and Panya is wisdom. So these three is very important, especially Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. But the first one, Sadda, also very important. When you have faith, your mind becomes very calm, very composed, isn't it? True or not? So if your mind is very calm, very composed, then there is faith. So when there is faith, there is no more doubt. It cancels the mental hindrance of doubt. Then faith will drive you to cultivate. We have faith in the Buddha and his three teaching. You come to know who the Buddha is. He is such a wise and virtuous being. Such a great being, worthy of respect and cherish. You will cherish his teaching. So he is such a great being. He is not only enlightened, he is fully enlightened. And because he is fully enlightened, his teaching is so wonderful. It can lead to enlightenment in the here and the now. So when you have such a great teacher, you will have great faith and respect. That's why your Sadda becomes very strong. Then it will drive you to cultivate this beautiful teaching. This is the most important to enable you to understand life and awaken so that you can live a noble life. So this aspect, when Virya is there, spiritual zeal will make sure you are not sleepy, where you see the importance of this practice, this cultivation. Then after that, Sati. The moment you have Sati, there is no more thinking. There is no more restlessness of mind. There is no more fear, worry, and anxiety. Then the moment you have Samadhi, your mind is collected and unwavering. It does not stir. That's why there is no mental hindrance. You do not react to sense experience anymore. Then the moment there is wisdom, all these mental hindrance cannot arise. Because with wisdom, all the five mental hindrance cease to be. That's how you develop the understanding. So they are not separate essential Dhamma. They are connected. And you have to develop the understanding. So once you have the faith, it will lead to the virya, spiritual zeal, then it will condition you to cultivate sati. That's why sati must be developed until very stable, until you are ever mindful. Then mind enters sati. Then only your daily mindfulness can come about. Then as you do this, you also must listen to Dhamma to develop the initial wisdom. You must also reflect, contemplate, inquire. First and second turning wisdom. To arise the initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara. So this one will allow you to have the condition to develop the daily mindfulness. So when daily mindfulness is stabilized, it can give rise to sense restraint. You can see everything very clearly. That's how the 10 step of Avijja Sutta progresses. Then when you have Sati and Samadhi, you can see things as they are and you can awaken. Sati and Samadhi is without thought. Do you realize that? These are spiritual faculty. That's why you cannot use thought to rationalize, to develop the knowledge, to attach to Dhamma, to look for Dhamma. No. Meditation is spiritual faculty. Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. Sati and Samadhi is just the silent mind, awareness, leading to stability of mind, the unwavering mind, the collected mind. So this one will not stir. At the moment of sense experience, it will not stir. It will not react. That's how you can see things as they are and awaken. Let the silent mind awaken. Don't go and look for it through the thought, through the knowledge, Dhamma knowledge. That one is not the real one. Thought-based meditation is limited by the instrument that you use, which is thought. How can you use thought to realize the Dhamma, which is akaliko, which is beyond thought, beyond mind? Realize this, understand this, then don't be gullible anymore, don't be foolish. Just train your mind, don't try to know. Develop mindfulness until it's very, very stable, until it accumulates into heedfulness. And heedfulness is ever mindful, constantly meditative. Remember that. Do it. Just do. Don't try to know. Then the understanding will come. The mindfulness, the sati will understand and awaken without you doing anything.